Bahraini demonstrators hold rallies in the capital, Manama, and several other towns and villages to condemn the regime crackdown on protests. The demonstrators expressed solidarity with political prisoners and called on authorities to hand over the body of slain protester Abdulaziz Al-Abbad, who died over a month ago. Ankara rules out a refugee status for Syrian nationals who are seeking shelter in Turkey. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country has limited the right only to asylum seekers from Europe. Non-European refugees are only granted a temporary stay. The USA Department has warned China against interfering with freedom of overflight in international airspace. It says Washington does not recognize China's air defense identification zone in disputed areas in the East China Sea. The warning came after Japan accused Beijing of, quote, dangerous maneuvers in over the region. Australia says the search area in the Indian Ocean is not the missing Malaysian plane's final resting place. Relatives of passengers on board the missing flight say they've been left feeling helpless and angry following Australia's announcement. Flight MH370 went missing in March en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Official data shows illegal activities, including prostitution, are contributing around $17 billion a year to the UK economy. The figures have been published by Britain's Office for National Statistics. Britain says it will include prostitution and drugs trade in its official national accounts for the first time. Hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners have announced that they won't end their strike until Israel stops holding them without trial or charges. Israeli health officials say some 40 hunger-striking Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails have been hospitalized. The strike has been going on for over a month now. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is to push for a greater role in Asian security at a regional conference on Friday. The summit comes amid territorial disputes in the region. Japan's plans are expected to anger Beijing. Ties between China and Japan are strained over disputed islands in the East China Sea. U.S. auto giant Ford is recalling about 1.4 million vehicles in North America, mostly over possible loss of power steering. The recalled models include Escape and Mercury Mariner SUVs. The automaker has not announced how much the recall is expected to cost.